Welcome back, friends. It is episode 22 of Two Mediums and a Mic. And of course, I have the amazing Christy Konopacki with me back this week. I don't know how to speak today, apparently. Christy, how are you?
I am doing good. Thank you, James. Happy to be back. And I just have to show everybody my new fun equipment that I have not set up for a little while. James has been giving me a hard time, but we got a microphone, everybody. We got a microphone. So thank you.
Where's the stand? Are you just holding it in your hand?
The stand is right here. But I have not put that together yet. I thought I would look cooler holding the microphone instead this week.
She's a cool sideline reporter. Christy, do you want to do the honors of introducing our guest? Some of you advisors, you probably already know. If you know who he is, shout him out in the comments. We're super excited to talk with him today. But Christy,
absolutely. Everybody give a warm welcome to, some might know him as Coach Joe. Some might know him as past BDM Joe. But we all know him by Joe Vanderhoff. Welcome, Joe. How's it going today?
Great. How y'all doing?
Not too shabby.
You know, living the dream.
I'm feeling baptized in the world of podcasts. So I was just getting into that music, and then James flips the switch, and here we go. Great seeing y'all.
Listen, a lot of people excited to have you here today. But before we jump into the topic, we are going to be discussing, if you didn't see the thumbnail and kind of the description of today's episode, we are going to jump into what Joe brings to the table, some of his photos and video editing and how he goes about taking them on resort, and what kind of ROI you can get return on investment on that when you're doing a back to the beach trip. I know a lot of you are starting to partner with your local BDMs and go back to the beach. So this is a chance for you to kind of really understand what Joe's trying to get out to you and what he's trying to bring to the table. But before that, we got a little bit of housekeeping to take care of. The St. Vincent Air Credit Consumer Promo. That is a lot, Joe, to say. Can you work on some of these titles for us?
Right.
The booking window now, it looks like until April 30th. So getting close to the end of that. The increased booking bonus also until April 30th. So that's for Jamaica, Bahamas, Curacao, and St. Vincent, an extra 1%. So 2% for luxury, 3% for club and concierge, and 4% for those butler bookings versus the 1, 2, and 3 as before. So that's what we have going on right now. So get on top of it. See what else you can do. For a second, I thought Michelle Obama was in our chat.
She's a big fan. I can't keep her out. She texts me all the time.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see Michelle Osborne, and I was like, wait, what? I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or my eyesight's going on.
The Obamas, they're just rolling their
paparazzi. Again, listen, we're super excited, Joe. Before we jump into what you bring to the table, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, where you come from, why you and I are so close of friends. You know, people give us a hard time. We do a lot of shout-outs. And why the senior BDM in the great state of Washington doesn't care for us either.
So what James is getting at is where I come from is Ohio, and James is a Buckeye as well, so that's why we're buddies. And so Ohio, I was in the Air Force, traveled around quite a bit, so I have a background in photography and video. And then 2019, I think James and I both started, I actually interviewed for the Dallas position, which was already taken by James. So I was going to go to Colorado.
Listen, our stories are a little different how this all played out.
And then Austin opened up and I went to Austin. But so I was with Life Touch Studios, a big, big, big company that does school portraits in Minnesota. So Christy's probably familiar with them. Anyone that has kids or has taken a picture in the last 80 years is familiar with Life Touch Studios. So I did that for about 12 years. Sold yearbooks, trained schools, PTA moms, principals, districts on how to create things online digitally. And that kind of led to my training background. And then with that, I was a photographer for them for a little over a year and a half. And I would drive all over Southern California taking pictures of kids all the way from preschool to seniors, rooftops in LA, Universal Studios, all kinds of those California kids. They know how to throw a prom.
I never knew that about that you took school photos.
Yeah. I started giving a little bit more background during my trainings, and I'm like, man, I got to tell, but it's, you know, you have such a short window to do the training. So, But yeah, I out of the military, I took three photo classes in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that's kind of what started the whole photo thing. It was film back in the day, so a lot different than it is now with cell phones. And then in about 2017, I lived in Arlington, Texas, and wanted to get into video and took a couple of video editing classes. And then, yeah, lo and behold, COVID, I got back into it after kind of let my company kind of fade away once I started Sandals in 2019. And then, yeah, I mean, you're in the Caribbean. That's our job. So we get time to, you know, get photos and videos and make these beautiful kind of teaser videos for everybody to see, the advisors. And that's kind of where I ended up. And then actually last year, and it's coming up on a year, May, it was Travel Advisor Day in Turks, and me and Miss Ashley Cooker did a nice training for the advisors on Global Travel Advisor Day, and got to present. Arth and Gail were there, and here we are today. It all worked out, so I get to do it for a job.
That is awesome. Now the school photographer that will not leave my head, because when I was in grade school, I had these silver shoes. They were Velcro. I was probably, I don't know, in the second grade, and we had the same photographer every year, and he would call me Twinkle Toes because I had sparkly feet, and I will never forget that. And now I'm going to associate you with that as well.
I'll start calling you Twinkle Toes. Yeah, PTSD while you're like a photographer. Yeah, you see all the kids come through, the ones that their parents said, you better smile, and they're, you know, smiling super hard, the whole, like, smile less, but my mom said no, so... Yeah, it's a
phenomenal.
Great,
and now you're here, and you get to wake up before the sun rises and go take photos of the resorts before everybody's even awake.
Yeah, that's the thing. Of I'm not usually a morning person, but we were just at St. Vincent and prepping for Star Awards, and I get up at like 5, do my workout, swim my laps. That pool's perfect for swimming laps. It's just straight up and down. And then I do the drone and the photos, you know, usually before the guests are up. But yeah, so I'm a morning person on resort. Keep that in mind, James.
I try my best. Listen, you were proud of me last trip I made. You saw me awake very early every morning.
Yeah, 7 a.m. super early. I'm just kidding.
When it's normally 9 or 10, that's pretty early. Yeah. It's a big jump. You know, I got a little way to go before I get to the next part. Joe, what would you say kind of drove you to getting into video and photography and all that?
That's a funny question, because when I talk about my background, so I got out of the Air Force late 97, and I went into photography in 98. No idea why. My grandfather on my dad's side had it as a hobby. I never got to meet him. I just kind of knew that he did that. But for some reason, I never had a camera in high school. I couldn't even take photography in high school because you had to have a camera, and I didn't. So for whatever reason, I was just kind of drawn to it. And I think I like being able to show people how I see things. And like photography is one of those ways to do that. And it can, you know, evoke an emotion and capture different things that stop time, you know. But with video, you add that extra element of emotion as well, you know, the moving photo and then the audio and soundtrack, all those things kind of play into that. So to tell someone what it's like to be at the resort or to show them an excursion verbally, it's very different than obviously if you can show them with a nice video with a soundtrack and some music and, you know, articulate it that way. I'm not great with my captions on Facebook or social media, so I do it with, you know, the visual side and the audio side. And, you know, that kind of leads into your point of the topic of how can you use these features and these things that we're training you to do on resort during your back to the beach, or I guess anytime you're there. And that's the travel advisor's job, is to tell the story, let the guests know what, you know, went through their mind when they were there, their whole experience from the airport to the lobby. So it plays into the role.
Well, listen, Coach Joe, it's like you're trying to take over the hosting responsibility here, jump into our topic before we're ready. You don't know, Christy may have had another question for you.
Go ahead, Christy.
I am always full of questions, and I do like to put you on the spot, but I won't put you on the spot that bad today. I'm feeling nice. A little nice, I guess, today. But
ooh, yeah, it's the new microphone.
Must be. But I wanted to ask, do you have advisors reach out to you and just them telling you their success stories from what they've learned? Because as BDMs, for a backstory for those that are listening, he has provided us a beautiful training that we provide to you advisors before and during our Back to the Beach opportunities with how to take the great photos. Have you heard any feedback from that, your training at all, from advisors, Joe, or success stories, you know, look at this great photo I've taken, et cetera?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up. So that's one of my favorite things is, you know, back when I would have family visit Austin, Dallas, wherever, I would take them around and do like photo shoots and stuff and show them different things. So now the advisors, I love when they tag me in their reels or just photos in general, like, hey, what do you think about this microphone and all these things? So success stories on, you know, how they're getting better and better just with a microphone, you know, just having a microphone, how that's changed their videos. So yeah, all the time, whether it's Facebook Messenger, emails, in person, there's a lot of advisors that have come through the training multiple times now. And I see them on resort. They're just little, you know, photo safaris for the whole time they're there. And I love it. I love it. So yeah, all those kind of come into play now.
Fabulous. I actually just got an email this morning from Sarah Ailey. She was on one of my recent Back to the Beaches. And she let me know that one of her reels that she had posted on Facebook, it generated a lead for Sandals and Beaches for her. And she was so excited. So just wanted to share that with you from your social media training that we went through on resort. It was fabulous. So thank you for that.
That's great. Yeah, I'm glad y'all are using it. Yeah, all the BDMs got trained in October and it's been very successful. I love when the BDMs, you know, tell me how it's going too, and they do the training like yourself and show pictures of them doing it. So, and I always encourage y'all to put your photo in there too, swap it out for something that has a little bit more of a story that came from you than me. So great.
Yeah. Joe, we have a question over from Instagram. This doesn't really make sense to me, but maybe it does to you. From the Jinx Castle Coach. Joe, did you ever go to you edit video in Richardson, Texas?
No.
I'm assuming that's either a store or...
Yeah, no. I lived in Arlington, and the class, if you're referring to the classes I took, there was just like, it was actually UT or some kind of community college in Fort Worth. I think, I can't remember the name, but it was great for one-on-one editing. And it was literally like a community college. You had to do your transcripts and all that. But, you know, a lot of stuff's on YouTube University, really. So once you learn one thing, you can just expand on that.
Gotcha. So let's see. Let's go ahead and start our topic, Joe. So the topic is we're talking a little bit about Back to Beaches. And Back to the Beach, if you don't know, some people still refer to them as fam trips. So you get with your local BDM, go back to the beach, you spend, you know, 2 to 3 nights, sometimes up to 4 nights, and you're getting content, you're promoting. And it used to be, Joe, back when kind of all this all started, and I'll let you touch on kind of the transition of this. And I'm sure whenever we have Don Bolte on, she'll really go into the evolution of how everything went down. But it used to be you would take your advisors and you would do an hour live with them. So you'd have 10 to 12 advisors, and we as BDMs would spend, you know, the advisor only spends an hour, but we would spend about 12 hours doing lives one after the other. And it was kind of not really fair, because depending on when you got to go live could be a prime time versus others going early in the morning or in the evening. And then of course we went to recording stuff and advisors going live on their own, teaching them how to do Facebook Live. And of course back then a lot of advisors and agency owners were partnering with travel influencers, and that really wasn't the way to go for ROI. And then we started teaching them how to basically be an influencer themselves. And that's really where you come in. And it's not so much the, like, let me tell you how to be an influencer. It's, you can only be an influencer with the content that you have. As some of us edit video and stuff like that, if somebody sends me a bunch of videos and says, hey, can you do something with this? Whatever the bones of the video are, that's, I can only do so much with it, right? So Joe, mm-hmm. I think where you come in and where you're able to help these advisors is teaching them how to get the content to use in whatever fashion that they want to use. So I guess, Christy, our question is, what is the best way to get the most ROI on your Back to the Beach trip if you are content focused or you want to start transitioning to content?
Yeah, I mean, having a plan, for one. I always tell people, even during that training that we host, is if you're a you have a niche, weddings, water sports, you know, a dive or something like that, definitely make a list of the things you want to get before you even get to resort. Now you can check the resort fact sheet. We, as the BDMs, do travel forum, pre-travel forums, so like a Zoom call, and you can get all those questions answered, and your BDM can help you, guide you through that whole visit to say, okay, maybe I want to talk to a chef or a bartender. So you really want to have a schedule. Like, I want to hit this, this, and this, because you don't know what the weather's going to do. You don't know if, like, if you're in Ochi, you're touring multiple resorts, so you don't have as much time as maybe if you're in Turks. So a schedule, a plan, practice. As far as the photo and the video stuff comes in, you, if you're getting familiar with it, I tell people, you know, sit at home, practice with your camera, shooting video and photo, but set a drink on your counter. It could be a water bottle. Take 15 pictures of that water bottle from different angles until you're just out of ideas. And that's kind of what leads you to have that eye and that perspective. So when you get to resort, you maybe only need to take 5 photos because the lighting's in a certain place, you know, all these variables that come up when you're on resort. So practice planning. And, you know, YouTube, once again, if you're just getting used to taking photos, the nice things about that that we teach is the composition. So if you're taking a photo, I'm going to give you some basic things on composition and lighting, but it applies to video. So you can hold your phone up for 2 seconds. And that's kind of what Instagram Reels are. They're just a combination of videos together to a song. And that's kind of what gets you into creating reels and things that are a little bit more engaging than just a couple photos. And that's, for me, that's the same way I kind of got pulled into it. But like I mentioned earlier, evoking a different emotion with moving images, videos, with soundtracks and things like that. So when you're on resort, to capitalize on that, you want to have practice, you want to get there and be good and plan. And then also just create that library, you know, from the get-go on your iPhone, you create a folder or album that's labeled Turks, whatever, and then keep putting all those great photos or videos in there so that a week down the road when someone actually contacts you about a room or, hey, what's that restaurant? Like, you already, boom, you have that. It's your shot or your video and you share it instantly. That's, you know, that's going to give you so much more credibility than pulling something from us, you know, having your own experience of that video.
I am loving this comment section right now. I think this is probably the most live comments we have gotten yet with how great these ideas are. And I think one of my favorites, and I think this might resonate with a lot of people that is stuck in our head, wipe your lens, wipe your lens. Oh my
goodness. Yeah. Yeah, that's my, so in the training, I like that twice. And it's because, you know, everybody knows David Ridge. We know David has issues remembering to wipe his lens. But here's the thing. You could be Martin Scorsese and have the beautiful shot of the beach and your lens was dirty. So you guys both know that. I preach it to everybody. So yeah, first things first, wipe your lens.
You know, Christy, I think we've done, this is episode 22, right? And we've done a couple of live specials as well. So we've probably done about 25, 26 different things together. And if I were to bet, you know, if I was the Pete Rose of BDMs, I would guess that David Ridge's name has been brought up on every episode, for better or for worse.
Yeah,
so I know, right. I know we've got our number one fan in Chad Kruger, who I'm assuming, I haven't seen any comments today, but I'm assuming he is watching and chiming in.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to go back and see if he shows up. If he's literally to have like an episode counter of like how many times David Ridge's name was mentioned. Even last week, he wasn't able to make it because he was flying to, you know, if you missed last week, I recommend going to YouTube. Please follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. We're almost at 500 subscribers, by the way. So thank you guys very much. Watch that. It was celebrating Tanya Swan's 20 years at Turks and Caicos, which is how we reconnected with Joe. And we're like, hey, how about you come on next week and you can give some tips. One question I have for you, Joe.
Yeah.
I've been like a test subject for you, right? Like you've taught me quite a few things. I can't walk by anything that's reflective without seeing photos now. You've ruined my life, I think. I have to stop and take photos of the most random things.
That's awesome.
But now that you get all these, by the way, Chad has just commented on Facebook. He says, oh, I'm here. And just curious who has the most viewed episode, which would be Chad Kruger. So he has blown away with his 6,000 views on St. Vincent. But Joe, so now I've got all these pictures. right? Mm-hmm. I go, and for someone like me, I go to the resort quite often, or you've got different advisors that go on many different trips, trying to see as much as they can. And you talk about, ask me a week from now. You got a dog barking.
Is that Chad?
Chad's shouting out his number. So you've got all this content. Someone contacts me a week from now and says, hey, I would love some content on this or video on this. Bro, I honestly can't find it. It's lost, gone. So what are some tips you possibly have of organizing? How would you organize these things in a better fashion?
That's like, so to your question, you have a iCloud full of photos and videos or Android, and someone asks you, okay, so slide number like 3 or 4 in the training is basically how to create that album. And you have to be diligent. It's just like going to the gym, right? You have to do those things. So once you're done with that trip on the plane ride home, you want to go through and just delete what you don't need, keep the favorites. I always go through and heart everything from that trip. And then I put it into that album specific for either that trip. So like St. Lucia Independence Day or Halcyon or whatever the resort is. And that way, boom, someone asks you, you can quickly pull it up.
Yeah. I have a follow-up question to that, or I shouldn't say follow-up because it's kind of in a different avenue, but it's almost a debate, vertical or horizontal? What would you recommend? Both, one or the other? Man. I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
Before you answer that, Joe, I just want to jump in because we have I joined late. Which training is Joe talking about? So Joe does like a video and photo training that some of you will see from your local BDMs when you go on back to beach or maybe before you go. But essentially, it's just training on how to get the best videos and photo content when you're at the resort, different ways of getting it and what kind of platforms to use. So Joe, go ahead and you can answer Christy's question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's so vertical format like TikTok and Reels, right? That's super popular. However, horizontal has been cinema. Yeah, thank you for illustrating that. Yeah. So her question is, do you shoot both ways? Do you shoot one or the other? And if you can shoot both ways, do it. I mean, just to have the high resolution at both sides. Because for instance, these guys are on YouTube, 2 BDMs and a mic. That's a horizontal format. However, if they want to do a reel, then they're going to have to probably zoom in or they're going to lose space on the top and bottom. And if you've ever done that, you know what I'm talking about. Now you can use that empty space, but horizontal, you can use vertical or horizontal. However, you're going to lose a little resolution if you're zooming in to make it vertical, right? So that's the catch. If you got to shoot one way only, horizontal, but like 4K high resolution so that you don't lose as much when you zoom in. But that's been a debate for me too, because I don't always get a chance to shoot vertical or horizontal. I have to pick one. So I shoot 4K, which is high resolution. Your phones have that, your cameras have that. And then horizontal, if I only get to shoot one way.
Fabulous. Thank you.
So, yeah.
Joe, I have a question. And Christy, you might be able to jump in on this too. Here's a little bit question. We talk about ROI here. Escape with Carrie says, been to 18 properties so far, so I post a ton daily. I see my followers on property almost weekly that did not book with me. Any tips?
That's a tough one. I mean, the perspective of an advisor, it's kind of like the friends and family that don't book with you. I mean, to be honest, it's maybe just asking them, you know, that direct question too, is maybe there's another reason, but you know, it's just having that conversation. I would hate to kind of guess on that one, what the reasoning would be, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Joe, honestly, I think you hit the nail on the head. It really is just, we talk about this all the time. Don't be afraid to ask for the business. Yeah. Right? You're putting out the content, ask for them to reach out to you, ask for them to book. And then if you're interested, there's a whole nother topic you can get into, which is co-branding, but that's something I would, we won't discuss on this, but I would reach out to your local BDM because you can take advantage of the content that you are making with co-branding and things like that. So that's another avenue and another business model that you could look into approaching.
Good question. Yep. Now I've got a couple questions for maybe those who are listening. If you could give 3 tips and tricks just off the top of your head, since we're not doing a full training right now, 3 tips and tricks for those listening that might be helpful when on resort taking photos and videos.
Yeah, so the easy one is time of day. In the Caribbean, it's very sunny pretty much during the middle of the day. And any photographer, the basics are in the morning, sunrise and sunset, where you get those pretty golden hour times. So if you can do that for all your outside photography or video, try to do that. And then, for instance, it's rainy out or it's noon and the sun's above and the photos and videos don't look as great. That's when you would want to go into restaurants and things where you can do indoor video, indoor photography. For video, my second tip, I guess, would be is get a microphone. I just did a video on this, but it's a game changer. If you've ever been on resort, and we all have filmed things right by the beach where in our ear, we don't hear the music. We don't hear the waves necessarily. We're so focused on filming. You need a microphone there. There's wind, there's the waves, all the noises that, you know, you're not going to be able to get rid of. It's getting better. There are a lot of products software wise that can help clean up your audio, but it's simply just putting a little $25, it's called a lavalier mic. So it's wireless. It fits right here. And then it plugs right into your phone and you can watch that on my, I just did that at St. Vincent, but, so that's tip number two. And then get comfortable. If you don't take videos and you take good photos, then you can take good videos. It's just the same thing. As I mentioned, you hold your phone 2 to 3 seconds and that's your video. It doesn't have to be an hour long film on the resort walking around, but short little clips typically are easier to edit if you're getting into video editing. I prefer the app CapCut. I've used that now since I think 2020. It's very easy to use, and I came about it because TikTok, a very popular app, obviously, was the, I think they own it or they're invested in it, but it does amazing things for free. And of course you can pay for a paid version. So maybe that's the fourth tip is using CapCut. Snapseed is the free photo editing app that we train on. So those are great apps. So Snapseed for photo editing and then CapCut. You can edit within Instagram and things like that. So if you feel a little bit easier doing it that way, it's just a short video, then feel free. I think you'll get a little bit more engagement if you actually do edit within Instagram. But
fabulous. Now I'm going to put my two cents out there because I also love to take my photos and videos. My team knows I'm always taking photos and videos. What are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it. You'll see it later. But there's times where I do forget how much the iPhone can do, whether it's through time lapse or portrait mode. For example, I love taking time lapses of the sunset or the sunrise, and the portrait mode is really great for those drink photos or your profile photos. If you want photos of yourself, portrait mode is an amazing feature on the iPhone that you can use. So I always try to keep in mind the features on the iPhone as well.
That's a great point. I'm actually doing a training on cinematic mode. So if you have an iPhone, so what portrait mode is, what Christy's saying too, is it gives you a professional look. So it's going to blur your background like a nice, you know, camera would do with a lens with a low aperture. Your iPhone does that too, but cinematic mode is video, portrait mode and video basically. So if you have an iPhone 13 or newer, 13 Pro or newer, meaning you have like three lenses, you probably have cinematic mode. And that's what I shoot a lot of my stuff in, is right on that iPhone, cinematic mode. And it gives you that nice professional look too, to where your background's blurred and the subject's more in focus, and it draws that attention to where you want the viewer to see. So yeah, great recommendations to it. What is in our pockets is, say, $1,000. It's insane what those cameras, what those phones do. And they make calls and you can video. I was editing all my video, I still do, on my phone. So all I was using was the phone for everything. And then I got a drone, and then I was using the drone and the phone. But I would edit, I think I edited Barbados's video years ago on the plane ride home using CapCut. And it's insane what they do. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky to live when we live now. Trust me, film was a different world, and video editing on a big desktop was not fun. So
I enjoy it, Joe.
Unless you're James. I mean, I enjoy it. It's nice to see a big screen, but it's just insane what these phones do for the price. So,
yeah, it's almost like a cheat code. If you were to tell the Joe that was working for Life Touch Studios, if you told that version of Joe back then that pretty soon you could take a better photo of these kids, these school pictures, on your on a cell phone, Would you have believed future Joe?
Yeah, not to the extent. Yeah, like editing, all the things that the apps do are really what
I'm sure any photographer back then would be like, no, yeah, you're crazy. Like the average person can't just take a photo.
Yeah, I love it. I actually love that everybody can. I mean, you saw the photography industry kind of get saturated. People were senior photographers now and this, that, but I loved it. I love that people were really, when Instagram was Instagram, you know, sharing photos as opposed to kind of what it is now, but it's still great. It's just different. It was a photo sharing app, so I loved it, scrolling through people's stuff.
Now, I was just going to say, we do have another question. So I notice all my pictures at Beaches, Turks, and Caicos are similar each visit. What do you recommend I photo this time around?
Yeah, so the thing about a photo, or let's say a subject, like I mentioned earlier, you can take 15 pictures of the same subject, but you got to move around. You got to get a different. So especially in the Caribbean with the clouds, I mean, the lighting can be totally different. So that same spot that you photographed last year, if you were there at noon, go there at 6:37 in the morning, go there at 7 at night, same shot. I guarantee that shot will be different. But if you have your list of where you've been, okay, now expand on that. Turks is huge. You couldn't photograph all that in 4 days. So if you got good pictures of each spot, check those off your list. If you need to go back and plan some more spots, then I would do that. And then that gives you a whole nother schedule to do when you go back the next time. So you're just going down the list. The fact sheet would be a wonderful way to help you create that schedule and see what you have versus what you still need or maybe what you want to take again.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I think that's going to wrap it up. So if you have any final thoughts or tips that you want to add, we're going to say goodbye to everyone.
So. No, just practice. Your BDMs have this training too. So get with your BDMs, obviously, and they would be happy to show you some tips and tricks and you know, message me, message James, message Christy on anything we can do to help you.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Christy, any final words?
Now,
from
I've
you?
Been taking note of everybody who tuned in live, and I cannot wait to go look at all of your photos and videos that you took on resort from listening to this podcast, okay? Because we would not be here without you, so thank you for your continued support. Remember, each week, 3 p.m. Central Time on the Facebook, and if you do happen to miss an episode, please go back to our YouTube channel, check that out, like, subscribe, comment, all of the fun things.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I know coming up pretty soon, you're going to see us at a lot of different places. I know Star Wars is coming up and you may or may not see some friendly faces there. There's a lot of things in the works. So hopefully with your continued support, you will see the Two Mediums and a Mic team out there. We would love to help anyone that's on site. And definitely we want to promote St. Vincent. We want to show anyone that doesn't go to Star Wars how you can get there next year. And you know how you can take advantage of the content that we were sending back home. So you may not be there, but we want to be able to provide content, and that only happens with the continued support from you guys. Again, we're really, really close to 500 subscribers on YouTube, so please go over there, subscribe, comment, like all the videos. It really, really does help. It is free. Don't forget that we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well, or any podcast platform you can think of that you happen to use. So if you just want to listen to audio, we are there. And of course, Joe, it was amazing to have you as a guest. I'm sure we will have you again if we see you on resort. I'm sure we'll get some content with you. I believe you and Christy will be in Turks and Caicos next week. Maybe Christy's dog will join. I don't know.
Christy's dog.
He's very excited right now. And then I will be at Emerald Bay. So look for lots of content coming from us, whether it's Turks and Caicos or Emerald Bay. And please, again, don't be afraid to use that content. Even if you're not there, you can use our content to help promote different things. So with that being said, this was episode 22. My name is James. That's Joe right there in the middle. And of course, always the lovely Christy Konopacki from Minnesota. Thank you guys so much. We hope you have a great rest of the day and week, and happy sailing. Don't forget, those promotions end April 30th. So get out there.